Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Collins. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Grimm. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Grimm. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald misplays the ball. That's an error on McDougald. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minoso. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Collins reaches second base with a double. McDougald goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra is walked intentionally. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle scores. Berra moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive towards third. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm bunts towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Coleman scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin takes first base on ball 4. Berra moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Philly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm bunts in front of the plate. Lawler scoops up the ball and tags Grimm for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McDougald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Joe Collins now playing first base. Dick Donovan pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimm fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.